still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to draft day.
It's Thursday. Nothing else matters to a man today. A real man, that is. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. Steelers, Bengals, Bears, Seahawks representing on a draft that's just like potentially earth-changing. And also, Cardinals fans, you're going to have like, you're going to... Here's my prediction. The Cardinals are going to win the draft, and everybody's going to be like, ah, oh, because they've got 11 picks, two in the first round. You're going to end up with Marvin Harrison and probably Kool-Aid McKinstry, which I know Brett's going to get a jersey for Kool-Aid McKinstry almost immediately. Dude's name is Kool-Aid. You've got to have that. So Kool-Aid McKinstry's going to be here, I think. I think that falls that way, unless something goofy happens, or Marv Harrison. And Marvin Harrison... is a game changer. That's like you thought Larry Fitzgerald was something. If they can hang on to that guy for a long time, if they're worth anything. Larry Fitzgerald made hay in this town with quarterbacks that Kevin Cobb and God knows who else, how many terrible quarterbacks, and that dude still had an amazing Hall of Fame career, enough to get mentioned with Jerry Rice and stuff. This Marvin Harrison could be just the same, if not better. That dude is magic. We'll see if the Cardinals blow it, if they screw it all up, if they make trades, if they run away from it all. But it's pretty impressive. And then the draft is here. And it's in Detroit, so no one wants to go to it. Why in the world did Detroit get a draft before Phoenix? How in the hell is Detroit hosting a draft before this town? I mean, Vegas had it, what, 2 years ago, last year? Kansas City had it. Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. Detroit?
They told them if they made it that far, this far, you know, last year in the playoffs. We'll host it.
You can tell them like, all they
all
right, want.
We'll do it.
They can tell them all they want. They could build little Detroit Lions rockets and go to the moon as a team and still probably shouldn't house any parties in Detroit afterwards. They should have, if Detroit wins the Super Bowl, the parade should be in Chicago. They should, yuck. Detroit. Ew. So it'll be on display and people will think it's nice. It's not. Detroit's Detroit. Always has been, always will be. Yuck.
Who do they bring up as the big celebrities maybe to do the...
From Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barry Sanders?
Probably Barry.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
Maybe Hipple.
That other guy.
The vast amounts of homeless people that they could have wandering around there and doing work. Or
Eminem.
Eminem will show up.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Louis's Fisk. They'll have all that stuff. Detroit's gross.
Seeger.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Kid Rock.
Can Seeger even walk? Yeah, Kid Rock comes out. I don't... Brought to you by Bud Light. It'll be a nice little combo. Detroit. You've got, what, 32 teams, 30 teams, something like that? Detroit is last on my list next to Cincinnati and probably Baltimore for the two. I wouldn't do any of the, like, let's not really focus in on these two towns.
You'd take Cleveland over Cincinnati?
Cincinnati is awful. Just flat awful. Cleveland is... almost hysterically bad to where it's like almost, it's almost like a hate watch. Cleveland's like an Adam Sandler movie. For some reason, it's just like, it's almost more fun to not like it and be part of it than it. Detroit and Cincinnati are just bad. Cleveland's up there. Like if they decide, but Cleveland has moments where they're just so prideful in Cleveland that, you know, that they wouldn't have a terrible event. They can dress that pig up every once in a while and make you think. Detroit, I don't. They'll dress it up, and I don't get it. Like
they're moving some revenue back in the day through Cleveland. The Italians.
Mob? Oh yeah, yeah, the mob. Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo's on the list too. Yeah. Buffalo can't. Buffalo shouldn't have. It should never be spot lit. You've got L.A., Phoenix, Vegas, Dallas, Miami, Tampa. Jesus, think of all the places you could be doing this. And they're
Foxborough,
in Detroit. That's actually nice. It's Boston. You could do Boston. Boston's a dump, but
then you got Boston people.
It's got history. Yeah. I get why Boston would have it, and I understand that it's not.
Green Bay would be tough.
Detroit, but Green Bay, though, is all about football, so it makes
heritage,
sense.
Yeah, I get that.
That, I think, makes sense.
Screw that.
It's like the home. I know. It's like the home of football. And your boys will take Caleb Williams first and ruin him. I don't know how you're going to wreck a guy who's just a surefire.
Just stick with what you're good at, you know? Right. I mean,
the Bears, this is the first time anybody's been like, yeah, this is a consensus number one. Like, this dude is he'll take a franchise to the next level kind of guy. I think the Bears can ruin him, and I think they will. So,
challenge accepted. Hold my beer.
I don't trust USC quarterbacks. I don't trust Ohio State quarterbacks. Especially the ones that you're pulling out of the top two or three. And I got to start trusting Ohio State quarterbacks. There's one on the Steelers roster now that you're like, all right, I got to hope that's
the last two have been out of the mold of the Ohio State.
Who's the last two?
Stroud and Fields.
No, Fields is not out of the mold. Fields is an absolute bust as of now. He has to resurrect his entire career. He's the eighth pick overall, and he's traded before his fourth season. That's a break. That's a bust. Stroud's the only one, and you're like, all right, 1 year, do it again. Maybe you broke a mold, but I still don't trust him.
Compared to what has come out of Ohio State and Troy Smith. And
right on par with all of them. And was Troy Smith a top 10 pick? No. You get a guy who's one of the top 10 picks, and he busts that quick. You keep your fingers crossed that it isn't just the Ohio State curse. And by the way, the C.J. Stroud thing is one. They are one.
But I don't think Fields is a bust.
How in the world do you not call him a bust? Traded for a sixth-round pick?
That was Chicago.
Nobody else would give up anything. Nobody wanted him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Six, that he's a bust. As of right now, as a draft pick, he's a bust. He's an absolute bust. He could possibly fix this, but he's a bust right now.
Did he spend
a lot of money?
You can't yet. He didn't get the rookie contract. Nobody wants to spend money on.
So, well, that's just how it. Can it After, be a bust?
Because you're a bust if you get picked in the top nine and the team that picked you trades you before your fourth season. When you get traded as a top pick, you got to understand how the draft works. If you're a top 10 pick, you're supposed to be part of that, the face of that franchise within 2 years. If you're traded, you're a bust. Kenny Pickett, bust. Steelers, bust. That's a bust pick. It's a wasted pick. And it's over. That's a bust. So his career can come back and be, you know, better, but
so
he's
you guys,
a bust.
I mean, you guys picked him up for a reason, not looking at it as a bust, looking at potentially he could learn under
Brady. If you're a top 10,
pick him up for nothing.
Yeah, if you're a top 10 quarterback picked in the top 10 and you aren't starting in your second year, you're kind of a bust. That's it. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. I mean, that's Jordan Love is like the fingers crossed what happened. And then finally started to pick it up in the middle of the year last year. They considered him a bust. He didn't even get on the field. Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's most of them bust. And it's because of the Bears. The Bears can break anybody. And that's the only reason I think the Steelers said Justin Fields can play here is because, like, well, he was on the Bears. Maybe we can fix this.
But you guys got both what ifs. I mean, between
huge
Russell and Justin, it's like, ooh.
Huge what if.
But you'll still take Russell. Justin ain't starting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Yeah, I don't trust Ohio State. I don't trust USC. And you're going to have your last two number one quarterback picks being that. Good luck. Go ahead. Break them up.
You got this.
We got this.
Maybe they shock the world and go with someone else.
No. They've been
I don't R-words know
about
how
the whole
could.
Thing. They screwed it all up the whole time. Unless they trade, which would be stupid, too, because you need the only thing they need is a quarterback. They don't have one.
Well, they kept talking about that they were going between, I think, the Washington R-words were talking about trading up to number one because the beard's over there and everything else. So
and you get
they
can
get number two and get another pick, but I don't know.
Yeah, you go and get another number one for this.
Yeah.
And drop down one spot.
Right.
Big deal.
End up I'd probably be okay with that, actually.
End up with Drake May.
They need more.
Jim
Daniels. Exactly. Yeah.
Fingers crossed for everybody. Draft doesn't mean much anything till it's on the field. But, yeah, and I know Brady wants to defend Ohio State quarterbacks. I understand your hearts with Justin Fields not being a bust, but all things and every part of a definition
of a bust.
I'm
basing it on the past. Well, who's the quarterbacks coming out?
Of Ohio State?
Barrett and Fields have been better than the Ohio State stream that had been coming out.
They are 0 for the history of Ohio State in presenting a good quarterback.
Who's their big one?
Until C.J. Stroud. They have never had one. Ever.
C.J. Stroud had an outstanding year. But I'm saying Fields has that capability. Those two guys.
We'll see. Still a bust. If you waste a draft pick in the first round and you don't have him on your team in 3 years, that's a busted pick.
Kurt Warner was on there saying that basically. He's like, he's not. Fields is not the guy.
No.
3 years, nothing in. You're not going to pay a guy $50 million doing what he's doing.
You get rid of him before you end up paying and make it a financial bust, too. Yeah. It's a broken pick. Anytime you lose a first rounder on your team before their contract's over and you traded him, he's a bust. As you wasted a pick. You broke a number 9 pick. That's brutal. I love the draft. And I know, Brady, Ohio State, it hits you in the heart. But Justin Fields is a Steeler now, so I'm with you. I'm hoping his career gets resurrected. I don't have high hopes because I don't trust those Ohio State quarterbacks. But what I do trust is those receivers out of Ohio State. So Cardinal fans, get excited because Marvin Harrison jerseys, unless they do something really stupid, Marvin Harrison jerseys should be on sale tomorrow. And that dude is different. He is different. He's good. So we'll see. I don't know who's going to go where. Steelers are going to get a big, fat white guy, hopefully, out of Oregon, or the biggest man I've ever seen in my life out of Alabama, Amarius Mims. That, if I told you right now, hey, I'm going to turn off all the lights, and then a dude named Amarius Mims is going to come in the room, you just run from the name. Like, the name sounds like somebody that's going to F you up. Or Jackson Powers Johnson, which is another, like, 1970s superhero cop name. Ah, the draft. If it weren't in Detroit, it would be so much better, but it's fun. And sports bars will fill up on a Thursday for no reason at all to watch, essentially, and I've said this for years and years and years, it used to be what the Dutch Trading Company did years ago. Just people going out, having a pick. I'll pick this free labor, and I'm going to start paying them. It's basically the slave trade. One group of people has been showing them off, and another group picks them up. It's the people trade.
He's got great teeth.
It is. Yeah, and you start talking about their attributes, their strengths, how healthy they are. It's like, good Lord, this is modeled after something absolutely horrible, and it's not race based. It's money based. It's frightening. But I love the draft, man. Do I love that draft?
And that Justin Fields draft class wasn't that great.
No.
Trevor Lawrence is
Trevor Lawrence is good.
And then Trey Lance was
bust.
Zach Wilson was second. Trey Lance
bust.
Third.
Bust.
Kyle Pitts fourth.
He's good.
Ja'Marr Chase fifth.
Good.
Jalen Waddle.
Another good.
Sixth. But I mean, as far as quarterbacks.
Oh, no. It's a bust. Yeah. It's a bust group outside of Trevor.
Yeah.
The rest of them stunk. And that's the scary thing.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's another bust.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing about quarterbacks. You go back and look at old drafts and you're like, remember when everybody was like, Mac Jones is going to be the next Tom Brady? Yeah. What, they stole him. They did this. He's under Nick Saban all the way up to Belichick. He's gone. Carson Wentz is in that. You know, all those guys that have been picked, you start thinking, oh, we're putting all our hopes on a quarterback, and they break out real early. If they're not starting the first year now, you're in trouble. Caleb's going to just get the job. Oh, Bears. Poor Bears fans. Poor, poor Bears fans.
If anybody can break them, we can.
That's right. You can take a guarantee and throw it right into
Damn
the ocean.
Right.
Oh, we're talking about the NFL in April. It's my favorite.
You guys will have them next. Don't worry. You
that
got Trubisky.
Right.
You got Justin
That's
Fields.
Right.
You know.
We take your guys and we're like, maybe it was the Bears. Trubisky?
Nope.
Destroyed Bears. Trubisky. Yeah. I've never seen anybody play worse.
That was the bonus.
And the only reason the Steelers took Trubisky was because he was at the Buffalo for a year, and the coach of the Bills and the Steelers, they were college teammates. They talked, and Tomlin even said, you know, he got his head on. He kind of he washed away all the pat. No, he was destroyed. The Bears destroy things. I'm excited for you. This guy says, Brady realized we're talking about Justin Fields, not Mrs. Fields. Mrs. Fields, not a bust at all to Brady, and that was no relation.
Definitely a round one.
No relation. Mrs. Fields and Justin Fields, totally different. Very important to recognize both. Now we got a day till U-Fest also. We got the draft all weekend. We got U-Fest tomorrow. This is great. And I got an email from a guy. This is he said, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, John, but veteran resource site called VetTix offers concert tickets exclusively to veterans like me for damn near next to nothing. They're currently offering tickets to U-Fest. I'm not sure if it's something you want to mention on the air, but it would be great for a lot of the veterans that would love it. A lot of folks don't know about it. So thanks. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff, for reminding me about this. I do know about VetTix, and I'd forgotten about it. But VetTix, if you want U-Fest tickets and you're a veteran, I think Active Service, too, can get in on this thing. You guys go ahead. I had somebody email me, a year ago on something. So I got tickets to a show for like $8. That's huge.
That's big.
So if you can pull that off, that's beautiful. Go get them. I think that's a great thing. So, thank you, Jeff. And go to VetTix with an X, VETTIX.org. That's how that works. I said .com earlier. It's .org. What are you grinning at?
Nothing. Now, this guy's calling OSU out.
Calling Ohio State out. Oh, geez. See, it's not. I don't trust Pac-12 quarterbacks that put up huge numbers. And I don't trust Ohio State quarterbacks because they're 0 for their existence on presenting a good quarterback in the pros.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Okay, Troy Smith, Braxton Miller, Terrell Pryor, Brady, wake up. Ohio State is the definitions of busts in the NFL. They are a wild series of busts out of the quarterback position. Holy cow.
Still have a chance.
Last one. They have a chance, but that's so does a seventh round draft pick. You don't want to waste a first round pick and say he's got a chance. You want that dude to be like the face of your franchise. The Bears tried, and Fields is not that. So we'll see. But yeah, so far, CJ Stroud's the Ohio State 150 years old?
He did a pretty good job last year running for his life and the year before.
Who, Fields? Oh, yeah. You're blaming the rest of the team?
No. Well, yeah.
See, there's a lot more to it.
There's a little bit to it.
There's a lot more to it than your eyes saying, hey, he's athletic. Clearly, the team didn't see a leader, didn't see a guy who's picking up what they need him to pick up. And instead of trying to build around him, they got rid of him. That's a bust.
They've been seeing that a lot lately, though. Yeah.
All right.
In the past.
I know. Ohio State's awesome. They've done nothing but pump out great quarterbacks.
My point was these two guys are not of the norm that's usually coming out of there. I'm not saying the it's not a done deal.
No.
On busts.
All right. You've got hope. You're hanging on to hope. This is pathetic.
Yeah.
This is sad.
All right. I'll go with that.
Apparently, you guys aren't real men because real men are watching the NHL playoffs.
No, the NHL playoffs have been pretty fun.
Who gives an S about the draft?
Yeah, you make a good point because the NHL playoffs have been pretty damn fun. Well, they're letting them play. I watched a little bit of the Vegas game last night, and those boys they're mashing. There's some smashing going on in the NHL playoffs, and there are very few whistles, which makes the game more fun. But yeah, we got a lot going on right now. Basketball, unless you're a Suns fan, that's fun. The NHL's going on, the draft. U-Fest tomorrow. Weather's going to be like 84 degrees. Did we catch a break on this deal? It's so perfect. Brady's going to go Saturday and give Justin Fields a very wet BJ. I think that's going to happen. Don't you worry. Don't you listen to them. You're not a bust in my mind, but you can bust all over.
You got a great backup, John.
Ooh, that's a good bust.
Good bust, Justin.
I can bust, Brady.
Yeah, you can. Go get me a towel.
It is hard when your heart's involved. I mean, I'm a Steeler fan. I want Brady to be right. He's still a bust, but I want Brady to be right that he's the second coming.
I wouldn't hate if he's right. I mean, no. I had nothing against Fields.
No. Except for he didn't do what you needed. Like, well, if he was really, really good, you wouldn't have this conversation.
I'm more of a hater.
Caleb Williams. Imagine if he was
more
good.
More of a hater on Justin.
Imagine.
Mitch.
Oh, if he was good, imagine what the Bears could do right now with that pick. Oh. If they didn't have a quarterback problem. Oh, my goodness.
That's true. All right, now you swung me back around. F that guy.
If Justin Fields was worth it.
We get Marvin.
They'd have, you'd have Marvin and two more. Oh, that's the definition of a bust when you have to rebuild 2 years later. Ah.
Your team does pretty well with high state fans or high state players.
Not quarterbacks, though, for the most part. Like, all right, I asked, but look, calm down. Put your boner away. I get it. You love Ohio State. Still, undeniable that they have never produced a quarterback at all worth a crap.
You're right.
Yeah. Zero for their existence. For a place that wins every year, that's constantly in the championship talk, to not have a single quarterback come out of that school. That's crazy.
Who's the top coming out of that school other than Stroud?
C.J. Stroud is the only one. Outside of that, you go back, maybe Mike Tomczak. That's it. Number two, Tom Tupa. I mean, we're really dealing with some
great
trash.
Athlete.
We're really dealing. He could punt also.
Multi-purpose. Yeah,
no, he could barely. He threw a football like it was a brick of cheese, and he punted. He was a punter. They trusted. Like, we don't need quarterbacks. We're all right. Tom Tupa and Mike Tomczak. Outside of that.
Then Jim Carsados.
Yeah. Start rattling them off because there is a load of terror.
Krenzel.
Craig Krenzel. Scottsdale's own Joe Germain. I mean, that dude didn't even play. Like, he was just, that's it. We saw what we needed to see in college. It is a factory of bad quarterbacks at Ohio State. USC's right behind him without Carson Palmer. You got a couple that came out of USC.
I think 12 Gauge didn't get a fair shake in the game.
That's right. 12 Gauge, the other one. That lump. He ended up wasting people's roster spaces, too. Yeah, there's been a lot of bad, but Brady, don't talk to him about it. He gets a little fired.
Shut your mouth.
And it's the only time Brady actually gets mad. He doesn't hate Hitler, but don't talk bad about the fact of Ohio State quarterbacks have never been good at anything.
Unless, you know,
there's
Hitler
a trend.
Hated, you know, Ohio State, then he may have some hatred there.
It's not a trend, Brady. It is the way.
There's a little trend.
It isn't a trend. It's, let's see, from 1852 yesterday. That's not a trend. That's just a standard. Anyway, what are you going to do? Drafts. Yeah, I like this. We can talk football all day.
So I love seeing the mock drafts, too. The guys picking, nailing. Here's where it's going. We're down. And then seeing the comparison, like Mel Kiper's or.
Oh, yeah.
And see what happens.
So often do they just, you know, it's speculation. We eat it alive. It's become big business to have guys guessing. My favorite are ones that the guys go through all seven rounds. They mock draft all seven rounds. And then why? And somebody pays them to do it. Like, here's a list. That's crazy to waste your whole year studying, understanding, knowing every player, watching film on all of them. Then make a big fat guess board. And you're like right 13% of the time. It's bananas. And they're usually only right about the top 15. And occasionally they'll hit one. Where they're great is as the draft is going on and you don't know who's next. And you're in like the second round. You're like, Mel, what do you got? And he's like, top five guys on my draft board right here. And they just start going. That's when you're like, wow, we need their expertise. These mock drafts are silly. Crazy, though. Oh, how much fun. I want to go home, go to sleep, and wake up at like 4, shower up, get all spry, and then go watch this draft. And then I want to read this to you guys. This is pretty solid, right? I might save this. No, I'll do it right here. This is good stuff. No, I'm going to wait. We got to tell you where Brett's going first.
What Brett, a CT's over
I know. Jeez. Brett will be here. We'll hang on to it for just a second. Brett's going out this morning. You got stuff to do over at Prestige Billiards. Are you going to the Scottsdale one today?
Yes.
Scottsdale. Prestige Billiards, Scottsdale. And there's more tickets to give away. And I think Meathead out there at Prestige is going to try to give away a pool table again.
Here we go again.
I don't know what he's doing.
He better have waiver forms.
Yeah, last week he was trying to make you lift one and then send us a video on how you can do it. And he did.
Well, he sent it to us. He didn't send it to everybody else because there is.
Well, he wanted to try it again
a way to do
today.
It. Okay.
And if you can, but we have a dude who said, I'm going next week. I can lift this, this, and this.
Oh,
like,
really?
All right. So he wants to try to move the pool table.
All right.
For, to win it. And all he said was, if you can get it out of here, it's yours. And then it turned into just move it 180 degrees.
Yeah.
And I don't even think anybody tried.
Those things are ridiculous. I lifted up one slate, and I was like, Jesus,
they're huge.
Yeah,
you don't want to do
not
that.
The rest of it. No, it's,
and I know there's some dudes right now with veins popping in their biceps, and I think Brady's still researching Ohio State, would be my guess.
No, I was looking at the FanDuel.
On what?
You can bet
on drafts.
Round two.
Pretty
round.
Good. We're busy right now, Brady. Put your phone down. He's making bets. You got a problem. Next step, my friend. But yeah, the... what was I saying before Brady FanDuel this with Caleb Williams?
Meathead giving away pool tables.
So if you try to move it, you could keep it. I don't know if he's going to do that game. He's got another game today. Good luck. 7 to 9 o'clock. Brett's going to head out there in just a little bit. Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard and Hayden. That's easy. That's right up there in the beauty of Scottsdale. You can head out there and get U-Fest tickets. We got those this morning. Brett's going to have them for you. Some KUPD swag and things like that. Loading up and getting ready to go right there at Prestige Billiards. Yeah, Meathead's got himself... got himself quite an operation, but if you can move a pool table. But that dude that was emailing last week started to tell me how big his bicep. 19-inch this, and blah, 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 I can lift that, and I can throw this stuff, and I could probably pick it up and maybe toss it a little. Like, all right, if you can pick up half a pool table and move it that way, let's go. Meathead's ready for you. He'll hire you. He needs another meathead on his staff to just start toting pool
tables. Slate man.
Ridiculous. So Brett will be out there. In just a little while. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one! And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.